How God is a miracle working mighty God. So no matter what's going on in your life, you are blood brought. You are God's child. You got the Holy Spirit in you, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. You just need to believe who you are. I'm not saying you don't, but no matter what's going on, just remember who you are in Christ. Just remember that you are filled with the Spirit of God. And our prayers are powerful. The words that we speak are very, 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 very powerful. And we just got to recognize this. What you say out of your mouth, you will have. So if we are confessing all the things that are happening in the world right now, oh, it's going to be like this, they're going to try and do this, then you're just giving power to that. But God has, you know, given us rule. He's given us the rule. So we're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. It says this in Romans. We're to rule and reign by one Jesus Christ. That's Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 8, it says about the whole creation waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. And God is rising up his people right now. And it's recognizing that we bring the spiritual down into the physical through our confession, knowing who we are in Christ. We call the shots. So we pray for all those that are in authority, but we call the shots. We're supposed to rule and reign. We need to understand this. Now, it seems a little bit, maybe to someone that's not, doesn't know the scriptures too well, or understands their authority, that I'm talking a little bit way out of line. But the truth is, we are the sons of God. And we are to rule and reign in this world. So we need to declare what we want to happen. And we need to encourage one another. We need to remind each other about the wonderful miracle working power of God, that he's with us. He's called us before the foundations of the world. What? To be entrapped? To be enslaved? To be locked down? I don't think so. We're to be bold. The righteous are as bold as a lion. And we need to be bold to declare what God says. And when someone's not speaking the truth, then we be bold to declare that truth and what God says about it. I was quite blessed. I went up to see Leanne today because I haven't seen the grandkids all week. And usually they come up. So I decided to go up there. And I was talking to Leanne's mother-in-law. And she believes in God, but she doesn't believe in the Bible. But she said, I believe there's a God. But she was so clued up on everything. I was really, really blessed. We just had a big, long chat. And I was able to encourage her. And I was able to bring God into the situation. And she was really, really paying attention. So we are these witnesses of the power of God. And as you know, that God is doing so many wonderful things now for everyone that's been coming onto the fellowship. You know, we've been speaking those wonderful words of life that bring deliverance. And we've been encouraging each person that they're free. And that they're to go to God with all their hearts, with all their souls, with all their mind and all their strength. Our job is to connect people to God. That's what it is. It's not that we're connecting people to us, to follow us. But we give the people the sound doctrine, which is, the sound doctrine is the words that God gives you to speak. And as he is energizing you to encourage people. And again, I'll just go over this because we just need to establish this. It's like, you know we got the graphe. The scriptures is the graphe. And holy men of God spake as they were moved by what? The Holy Spirit. So they wrote down and recorded what God dictated to them by the Spirit. And scribes wrote down these words for us to see. But God is still giving us words today. So in your area, you go to God. And you ask God what you need to do in those situations. We're not to let the world to dictate to us. You know, we know there's corruption in the world. Satan is the god of this world. And he comes to steal, kill and destroy. And he runs the systems of this world. His narrative comes through the news media, through your politics, through your religion. And if we're glued to that, only taking that narrative, then we're going to come down in faith. And then we're going to be very discouraged. And so how could we then give a word of deliverance to someone? Because we're so down. Oh, like, look what's happening. Look what's going on. But it's good to know what's going on. But the key is to bring those things into line with what we know God has called us to be. And so if you think, going back when with the children of Israel, they were in bondage for 400 years. They had taskmasters. They labored vigorously day and night. They didn't even have no rest. Then one of the pharaohs died, and so there was rest come to them, and they really cried to God. You can read this in Exodus chapter 1, 2, and 3. And so their cries come up before God, and God had respect to them. You know, he seen their need, and they were his people. And so God rose up a man called Moses, as we know. And God worked with Moses' faith to the point Moses was strong enough to go and do what God called him to do. Now, God, in this day and time, has rose you up, right? You, individually, the ones that are listening right now. And he's working with your faith right now through these words, that you are very powerful, that you are in Christ's stead, that you have authority, and you don't have to be beat up. You don't have to be beat up with your circumstances. We need to say what we want and not what we see. We need to realize that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We just need to realize that what we got is real. You can't see the spiritual things, but when we get focused with God and decide to go directly to God and ask for his direction, ask for his encouragement, then he'll start to supply that to you. So looking back on your walk, look from where you were and to where you are now. And I was going back through my mind again, my walk. You know, I was talking to TJ last night, actually. Me and TJ were having some reminiscent time, and she didn't know I even knew her grandma, who was a wonderful believer. So this really surprised her and blessed her. But we had a really great fellowship together, didn't we? I think a couple of hours on the phone there. And she really, really blessed me. And I can see how God just is raising her up really powerfully. And she's really walking by the Spirit and speaking by the Spirit. And that's what's going to shake and move things. When we just go to God. And then I was sharing with TJ about how I went the same route as her dad. You know, we went to this ministry, we learnt about research, and we learnt all these things. But that was just giving us knowledge. It wasn't giving us God's wisdom and understanding. It was giving us knowledge that we got God. It was giving us knowledge that we were born again, which is needed, so that we know that when we say Jesus Lord and believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, we know that we've received that Spirit of God. But the power was lacking, because we wasn't getting that manna from heaven that we needed to really activate us and get us going and moving in a powerful, powerful way. So just backtracking on these things, and then I started to realize how when I was connected before to India, to Sangha, and what was going on there, I was all excited about everything, about the healing, but I wasn't really following the encouragement, like wasn't really giving full attention to the words being spoken. And because some of it was different to what we were learning, I would kind of just lean back to my old traditional teaching. But it kept me in the same place I've been for years, even though I come a little way. So when I reconnected again this year, I went to India, as you all know, I've shared this before. When I started to connect, God just showed me, look, now you listen, this is where you connect, this is where you need to connect, and follow this encouragement that you're going to receive. So since I've been going to God, so I go directly to God myself, and then God will put in my heart, you know, to connect up, and I'll give Sangha a call, we'll have a chat, and then some wonderful words will come from God through him, and it just really inspire me. And then so I decide to practice those things. And since I've been practicing those things, many, many great doors have opened. So you need to have somewhere where you're going to be fed from. And so the world is trying to feed you their narrative right now. Your next door neighbor or somebody else might be trying to feed you their narrative on what they see going on in the world and what they're hearing. But we're more interested in what God is saying and the words that he's given. Is it producing and making us fruitful? Because God wants us to be very fruitful, very productive, and he wants his word to move throughout all of the world. And the only way that is going to happen is when we start following what God is actually saying right now to us today. So God told Moses what he was going to do through Moses, and that God was going to be with him, and that if Pharaoh didn't go by the first command that Moses gave to Pharaoh, then to tell him to do this, and if he didn't go by that, then God was going to send this. But God was going to do the work. All Moses had to do was go and be the mouthpiece. All Moses had to do was go and speak what God put in his mouth. God said to Moses, I will be with your mouth. And God today is with your mouth by way of that Holy Spirit. He will give you what to say. And so when we do that in our given situation, whatever God has appointed for you in your walk, in your life, in your ministry, when you start to follow that encouragement, you will start to see great things happen. You will start to see doors opening. And I was sharing with Tanya about there's three things that they do in India. And the three things that they do, once someone's born again, they get them to speak in tongues. The next thing they get them to do is to speak by the Spirit. Because a lot of these don't have Bibles, a lot of them don't read or can't read. And the next thing they get them to do is to honor God with their finances. Okay, and when these guys start to do that consistently, faithfully, from the heart, unto God, and as God directs them to do it, they start to become very, very fruitful. And God wants you to become very, very fruitful. Today we have the internet, so we got this Zoom fellowship going on right now, and it's so wonderful that we can have this. But also on the internet, you've got access to so many different ministries, so many different narratives, so many different Christian backgrounds. And we also got so many access to many different teachers that we knew from the past, right? We can pick and choose like a candy store. We can pick and choose like if we go into a DVD store to get a DVD. But what are you getting fed? What are you being encouraged? Is what you being encouraged causing you to go to God, to depend upon God, to practice the things of God, like practicing saying what you want and not what you see, practicing to speak by the Spirit, practicing honoring God, practicing being faithful to connect where God wants you to connect? Because when you do it from your heart, then I'm promising you, you will start to see great things happen. I'm seeing them already. I'm seeing it already, and it's just like, okay guys, look, if you're still where you were a year ago, then you need to change something up. If you're still getting the same results that you were getting years ago, that's showing you you're still sowing the same old seeds that is proving to be non-productive. So God doesn't want us to be non-productive. He wants us to be productive. If we look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was on the earth for what? 1 year, his ministry? His ministry was 1 year. Look what he achieved in 1 year. When we look at Paul, look what havoc he caused before he got born again. And then when he really went to God, when he really started to move with God, then look at the great things that happened. Look at the day of Pentecost. What happened to Peter before that day of Pentecost? He was behind closed doors for fear of the Jews, for fear of what they're going to do to him. But God empowered each person with the Holy Spirit. And each one of them were led by the Spirit of God, and great things happened. 3,000 were added on the day of Pentecost. Peter and John on the way up to the church, 5,000 were added. They were led by God. Peter was chucked in the prison and he prayed, and the angel of the Lord come and delivered him from the prison. Listen, angels are still at work today, guys. And with the environment that we're in now, don't be surprised if they start showing up in your life when you believe, when you start working. Because when things do get a little bit restricted, they're going to start to show up. If we're walking in faith, if we're not scared of what's going on, lockdowns, one world systems, cashless society, vaccines, we know what they're trying to put in these vaccines. These are all frightening things for the unbeliever, but someone that knows their God, they will be strong and do exploits. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, you shall absolutely condemn. But you need to be focused. You need to be focused. It's like, we can go to this fellowship, that fellowship, this fellowship, that. You need to go where you're going to be encouraged to rise up, where you're going to be inspired and that you're receiving that direct word from God for you in your time. So each of you are in all different locations right now. So what you do in your locations, if you want to see the things move, you go to God with your desire, Father, I need laborers, and you need to send them to me. I need to be fruitful. I can't do nothing, can produce nothing of myself. So Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are sending me that one you only need one person that is humble and meek and is ready to do. And if you get that one person and you feed them what God gives you, what he works in your heart, and you're bold to speak it no matter what anyone says or what anyone thinks about you, or that Lawrence is a little bit too strong, he's always like talking about speaking by the Spirit, because that's the only thing to talk about. It's the only thing to talk by also. And when people start to receive this, and I believe people are receiving this, and then they start to practice. I was sharing with TJ, you just need to practice what you're being encouraged. Because if you do that, then you're going to get great results with God. And you're not reporting into anyone. I don't report into Sangha. I'm connected with him. I get fed from there. I go to him for my encouragement. I go to God for my encouragement. And then God will work in my heart and give him a call. And I just, we're speaking, we're talking about the things of God. And then like God will just put something really great in what he's sharing with me, and I'm thinking, yeah, I didn't see that, I'm going to practice this. And when I go and do that, I just do it from my heart unto God. I'm doing everything unto God, everything. If Sandgate was to tell me something and God told me different, I would do what God says. Even Sandgate says that to me, like he said, I might say something to you, he said, but God shows you something different, you do that. Can you see? But what I'm trying to show you is there needs to be that connection and order, a godly order, a spirit-led order. Like God is directing each person to go to him, to be free with him. And he'll also get you to connect where you can be really lifted up, really encouraged. Because I tell you, we all need it at times. I need it at times. You know, so no one's an island. No man's an island. We've been called to the one body of Christ. No man's got it all right, and that's why we need each other, and we need to encourage one another, provoke one another onto good works. So looking back in a positive light of where you are, where you were, and where you are now, if you don't see much change, then you've got to think to yourself, what am I doing that's causing me to be stagnant and not very fruitful, not, you know, shooting up like a rocket, like popcorn? I really want to move powerfully, God. This is my desire. This is my life. And so when we're kind of like flirting with all these different teachers and different ministries, you know, God might lead you to some of these to learn something. That's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it's wrong. What I'm saying is when we do it habitually, I'm going to go and listen to this one here, Bill Johnson. I'm going to go and listen to Todd White. I'm going to go and listen to so-and-so. And then now I'm going to go and listen to so-and-so. You're going to end up confused, I'm telling you, because there's going to be a conflict along the lines. But if you're going to God and then putting into practice what he's showing you personally, then you'll start to see fruit come up. You will start to see the things happen. And you've got to give it time. So for me, where I was connected before, wasn't fully practicing, I wasn't getting the great results. But now, because I've learnt my lessons, that, okay, I was missing a lot of things, so I need to be focused, I need to be concentrated here. And then, so when I decided to really concentrate, that's when the things started to happen. And you know what, guys? The more I've done this, the more I realised I don't do a lot. I really don't do a lot. I go to God, I give him my desires, and he's doing the work. Like, he's doing the work. He's parting the sea. He's sending the locusts. He's turning the rivers into blood, so to speak, like he did with Moses. See, God gave the command what to do, but he done the work. He performed the miracles. So if you want to start seeing things happen in a more quicker fashion, then really go to God. Ask him where he wants you to really be fed, and then stick there and then follow that encouragement. Be determined to, let's put this to the practice. In Romans 12, in verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God wants you to prove what you're learning. Put it to the test. It says in 1 John about testing the spirits. Test what I'm saying. Take it to God. Take it to the scriptures, because it's in there. In fact, what I'm saying is in the scriptures. And I was sharing also with TJ last night. I hope you don't mind me sharing this, TJ. I was just sharing with TJ about the phrase, the Word of God. So we've always been taught through the years, the Word of God is the Bible, is the scriptures. But the phrase, the Word of God, is referring to the words from God that God had given. That's been recorded. And also, when we say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God, it can also be the Word from God. So you've got the Logos, which is the logic of God. You've got the Rhema, which is like words from God, utterances. Okay, and so you've got all these different things. And when you ask God to show you, like when I start first hearing these teachings from Sangat on the Graphe, the Logos, the Rhema, and all these things, and the phrase, the Word of God, I just didn't see it. I just didn't see what, you know, what the big deal was. But there is a big deal. And so when I started to focus, and then I went to the scriptures with God, I said, God, you really need to help me get a grasp here. Because I've been taught totally different to this. On this, you know, I've been taught this biblical research way, and I've been taught this. And so when I took it to God, God started to make it very, he opened it up to me. And I've seen it very simply. And so God is very simple in what he does. And so, like, when I prayed for the guys in Spain, you know, for an open door with these particular guys have started to connect. And Sunday, we had a really great youth fellowship. It was Asun and some other believers with their kids. And even David was on there with his boy, and David from Portugal. And it was a really great meeting. And I just said to God, what do I say to these kids? Like, you know, where do you want me to begin? And God says, share your testimony. Share from your whole background, from when you can remember up until the time you got born again, to the time you was in the ministry, and to what you're doing now. So I gave them that background, and asked them, reported back that, you know, the kids were really blessed by this, and they, you know, they were excited about what God has done in my life, because God can do it in their life. You know, God really wants us encouraged. He really wants us to go to him. He really wants us to walk in authority, and he really wants us to manifest his power, where signs, miracles, and wonders are following us because we believe. Sangate shared with me there was a couple, and the wife went into a coma, and she was in this, you know, deep coma, couldn't come out of it, went to many hospitals, traveled many distances, and in the last place that they went, the hospital said, look, you know, stop wasting your money, because there's nothing we can do. You take her back home so you don't have to spend no more money trying to resolve the situation and let her die, you know, that type of thing. So anyway, a believer got to find out about this couple and called them and said, look, there's a fellowship going on where near where we are, why didn't you come and bring your wife, come along and just listen. So this guy thought to himself, well, I've tried everything, tried all the hospitals, I've got nothing to lose, I'm only going to take her home. And so they went to this fellowship, and don't forget, the woman's in a coma. And the fellowship, you know, the leader got inspired, and the fellowship went on for 5 hours. So at the end of it, the fellowship leader said, look, you know, you've got a long way to go, so why don't you stay here the night? And so they put his wife in one room, and they gave him another room. And so this guy woke up in the morning, and he thought to himself, man, you know, she must be dead by now. Like, she must be dead. And he went to her room, and as he entered in, she was sat up, and she was talking to someone, laughing. She was totally recovered. So they went back to their village, and the villagers was asking them, you know, what happened, how come she, you know, come about. So they just started to share what they knew. They had no Bible, no nothing. But they were born again now, and they just started to share them. And Sangit said, like 1,000 people come, and then more people come. And now they're moving hot with God, and they're speaking the words from God. They've had no Bible training. They don't even own a Bible. but they know about God, they know about Jesus Christ, they know about the power of God, the delivering power of God. See, that's God's calling card, guys. See, people turned to God when the power was manifested. So, like, when we see Peter and John on the way to the temple, the guy that was sitting, you know, he was lame from birth. He was lame. He couldn't walk. You know, and he was looking, he was expecting something. And what did they say? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they took him by the hand, and his legs received strength, and he what? Walked, leaping, and praising God. And because of that one healing, 5,000 got added to the church. 5,000. On the day of Pentecost, when the miracle of speaking in tongues, and then Peter, with the boldness from days before being behind closed doors for fear of the Jews, he stood up and boldly spoke by the Spirit that God energized him, and God reminded him of the records of Joel and everything. And he spoke boldly. And these guys, wherever they went, they spake boldly. And then we see the record of the eunuch who was reading Isaiah, and he didn't understand it, and God had Philip join himself to the chariot. And then Philip gave him the understanding. This guy got baptized, born again. And, you know, and then the Spirit called Philip away from him. See, it was through the signs, miracles, and wonders that many people turned their heart to God. It wasn't through the knowledge, but it's through the testimonies and the miracle working power of God. And we got many testimonies happening, like Jane with her foot, you know, with the weather. These are great miracles, man. It's not just, oh yeah, God just does that. Yeah, God does just do that, but they're miracles. Unbelievers are not performing those things, but believers are performing those things. God's performing it through the believers. So we need to rise up our faith to see these great things happen. We need to desire great open doors to minister God's healing, to bring the truth of the power of God, the saving power of God, the life-changing power of God. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. He that believes on me, Jesus said, and the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. This is our job title. We can do this. We are fellow workers together with God. We are now to reconcile people back to God, not to us. We give them the words of life, and then we tell them that they can move like this, that they can heal. They can heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. They can open the eyes of the blind. They can open the ears. They can bring healing, deliverance, and they can restore people with the words that they speak. That's reconciliation. And so we want to reconcile people back to God. Let's not talk about the politics in the world. Let's not talk about the voter fraud. Let's not talk about vaccines. They're there, but they're not going to stop you. They're not going to stop you if you believe who you are in Christ, if you believe who you are. And now's a great time to really open our mouth boldly to speak as we ought to speak. You know, and we're to be strong in the Lord. You know, strong in the power of his might, strong in the practice of speaking by the Spirit, strong in our practice of ministering healing. Expect doors to open. Expect God to bring the people in front of you. Expect great abundance. You know, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and thou be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Well, if you believe the word, then you'll honor God. That's what God says. And when you do that with your whole heart unto God, he's going to multiply your seed sown. And this is what it says in the scripture. We all believe scriptures. We all study them, right? And he's going to multiply that seed you sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness and cause all grace to abound towards you. If we speak in tongues, it's perfect prayer to God. It's perfect praise. It's making intercession. The more we speak in tongues, you know, we're building up that inner man in us. That Spirit of God is building in you, growing, muscular, strong, powerful. And so God wants you to be muscle mans for Christ, muscle women's for Christ, you know, super fit, You know, look at this guy, he's walking by the Spirit. This guy's super fit. Look at this super hot babe, for Christ. She must be speaking in tongues. She's filled with the Spirit of God. Let's go and shake up our neighborhoods. Let's go and shake up our families. Let's go and shake up the believers. Let's start speaking by that wonderful words from the Heavenly Father, because that's what's going to bring the deliverance. That's what's going to cause the growth. That is anointing the fields with oil, and that is feeding God's people. It's just so amazing what God is doing, and he's opening up many doors, and he's rising people up. People that you'll see at fellowship one week who's brand new, the next week they're going to have many people in their fellowship, because God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. See, and it's just deciding to go 100% unto God, 1,000,000% unto God, no matter what anyone says about you, no matter what any believer says about you, but 100% unto God, and you speak that word. And we're not looking for compliments, we're not looking for anything from anyone. We want to see people rise up with God. We want to see people really moving in the power and authority that God has given them. And God has called us for such a time as this. I believe we're going to see an influx of people that are desiring to know. We're going to have great testimonies like they have in India, like they have in Nepal. We've got them already, but they're going to be on a bigger scale. We've got to have God is the one that enlarges our vision. And so I've been saying to God, enlarge my vision, Father. I don't want to just stay here the next year having the same thing. I want to see you at work. I want to see you send me the laborers. I'm expecting from you. God loves it when you go to him like that. Have an expectancy. An expectancy is like Kim. Lawrence, come down here now. And Lawrence comes down there now. Like, you know, because obviously I know there's something important. And when we're serious with God, we'll be saying, God, now you need to send me the laborers. Where are they? I'm waiting. I know you're going to send them, but come on, let's hurry it up a bit. You know, I want to move. Here I am. Send me. I want to do the miracles. I want to speak your word boldly. I want to be an encourager of your people. Like that passion every single day. And we can have that passion every day. I get up every day with this passion. You know, and I come down those stairs, I'm declaring God's word. I'm confessing, man, like I'm saying what I want, not what I see. I know that I'm a super conqueror in every situation. Anything comes against me will fail in the end. Any word spoken against me will fall to the ground, and the people that speak it will be made ashamed. Anything that is fashioned to come against me will fail, because that's what the scriptures say. And I'm standing for God according to my understanding and ability and his power and his might and his grace. So great things have got to happen for me, because I'm expecting. I expect it. Like if someone was to send me a letter, Bambi sent me a letter the other week, addressed to Kim, but it was for me. But Kim didn't know it was coming, but I was expecting it. And so if it didn't show up, I'd have been saying, well, what's going on? I thought you sent this to me. Yeah, I did. I did send it. So I'll be on to the post office. So I'm expecting great things from God. And why I'm saying this is that, are you expecting great things from God? Do you really believe what you're being shared? Are you practicing the things that you're being encouraged? Because I know that if you do, from your heart, 100%, you will start to see things happen pretty quickly. Things will start to shift. The paradigm around you will shift, because God is going to smash through the darkness, smash through the lack, smash through the lack of people. Because his heart is that all men are to be saved and come unto knowledge of truth. That's his desire. And that should be our passion and desire, because we're one with the Heavenly Father. We need to be one with him. What's God's perspective on all these things? I'm asking God, show me your perspective, God, because I know you don't think like we think. How you see about what's going on in the world, you've got a different mindset to what many of us have. Show me your mind. Give me some insight, your insight. You know, make me wise. And so, anyway, this is what I wanted to encourage. I know I went on a little bit longer there, but I was just really fired up, because, like, we got to see these things. God wants to really show his power to you. You know, and angels are at work today also. They're expected to happen. You know, they're working behind the scenes, but don't be surprised they show up in front of you. Not that we're looking for that, but what I'm saying is don't be surprised, because we're living in a time where these things are really, where things are hotting up. So whenever the devil's silly, whenever he hottens up, God hottens up even more. He's still going to get his ass kicked. So anyway, we're powerful, and we got Christ in us. We're not ignorant, we're not stupid, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know who we are in Christ. We know we got the strength of God, and we know God is at work. So guys, just really expect great things in your families, in your finances, in your relationship, in your fellowships, whatever you're doing, whatever's going on. Let's not get lackadaisical. You know, and I know when it comes up to fellowship, we all feel tired. Sometimes I don't want to even do the fellowship. I'm thinking, oh no, this is going to go on for 4 hours and I'm really tired, especially if Kim's just cooked me dinner before the fellowship and I'm thinking, oh God. That's when you need to be on it. When you feel like that, just push through. You know, you can come and go as you like on here. No, you don't have to stay the whole duration. But, you know, you're coming here because you want something from God. And if you're coming here expecting, believe me, you will receive. You will 100% receive. If you need healing, you're going to get healing. If you need direction, you're going to get the direction. If you need your vision building, you're going to get your vision built. So what are you expecting? If you come here half-assed, you're not going to get nothing. But if you come here with a mind ready to receive, you've got to have a mind ready to receive. Not thinking you know it all, but a mind ready to receive. And this is what God's working in my heart to say, and say it in the manner I'm saying it. Because I know that, you know, God's got great things for every one of us. Every single one of us. So now let's gird up our loins. Let's make up our minds. Okay, we're going to march forth with the power of the Spirit of God in us. And we're going to connect people to God. Just do it. Do it. You want to see it happen, you got to do it. What are you willing to invest? Invest your time in God. Invest your time in the connections. Invest your time in speaking, praying, speaking tongues much. Honor God with your substance. You know, do those three basic things unto God, not unto the minister or whoever's encouraging you. I don't do things unto Sangha. I do them unto God. And Sangha, it'd be blessed that I've said that. And it's not all about, oh yeah, I'm connected to Sangha, you know, nothing like that. I'm connected to Sangha because God said, Lawrence, personally for me, you connect there. So I'm doing and obeying my God. And I'm getting really blessed because I'm obeying God, not for brownie points or anything. So I just want to be clear on that one as well. It just comes to my heart to say that. So I love you guys. Where, you know, wherever you're going to connect, whatever you're going to do, do it all unto God. 1,000,000% out for him. So God bless you.